This is Movie House, a weekly production of Delta College Public Radio. I'm your host, Mark Brown. Welcome to a very special show, the 250th episode of Movie House. I started writing and recording this show back when it was known as Take 5 on Film in August of 2014. I took over from my fellow English professor, Ryan Wilson, who had done it for 5 years, and my first script was a tribute to the recently passed away Robin Williams. Since then, I have reviewed new movies, featured old and obscure films that you might have missed, sung the praises of single-screen movie theaters, drive-ins, and video stores, warned about the effects of streaming technology, interviewed filmmakers and festival organizers, and just generally had a pretty good time thinking, writing, and talking about movies here on Delta's radio station. Of course, I had a lengthy, nearly year-long break during the COVID quarantine, but otherwise it's been nearly 10 years of doing exactly this. Although writing mean, snarky reviews is fun, I try to focus on the joy and pleasure of movies. Ultimately, I believe film's power to make us laugh, cry, gasp, or jump is why we watch. It's the basic human need for storytelling, the connection, recognition, and surprise that exists in all good stories, but that takes particular life on the big screen. So it's appropriate that today's show is about a film packed with all the things that make movies special. I know I'm late to the party, but I can't not do a show about Celine Song's gorgeous, heartbreaking 2023 film, Past Lives. It was one of those critical darlings that was a small film, nominated alongside juggernauts like Oppenheimer and Barbie. No stars to speak of, a first-time writer-director, and nothing gimmicky or notable like Robert Downey Jr.'s transformation into a bitter, balding bureaucrat or the candy-colored clockwork fantasy of Poor Things. No, it's just a movie about regular people leading regular lives. Specifically, it begins with 12-year-old Nora Moon, who lives in South Korea and is in love with her classmate, Hae-sung. After just one official date, her family immigrates to Canada and the two lose touch, until 12 years later when they reconnect online. They spend hours and hours video chatting, obviously rediscovering their deep affection for each other. When it gets a little too intense, Nora suggests they take a break from chatting all the time. She goes to a writer's retreat in Montauk, and he moves to China to learn Mandarin for work. The break turns into another 12 years. Nora marries a fellow writer she meets at the retreat, and Hae-sung gets a long-term girlfriend and immerses himself in work. But then, out of the blue, Hae-sung gets back in touch and announces he's coming to New York for vacation, and he'd love to reconnect with Nora. They spend a couple of days wandering around the city, reacquainting themselves after their long absence from each other. None of the movie cliches that you're imagining right now happen. They don't have a torrid affair. They don't get involved in a case of mistaken identity or gruesome murder. Nora's husband isn't a jealous, violent jerk. The story is quiet and simple on the surface, but full of all the sweet, painful complexities that make life wonderful and devastating at the same time. Past Lives is about the people in our lives who feel like they've always been there and will always be there. It's about near misses and almosts, and how we find love and satisfaction in the life we do have while recognizing and mourning the might have beens. Every cinematic element of the picture is perfection, from Song's incisive, authentic script to Greta Lee's radiant, utterly natural performance as Nora, to the subtle but gorgeous cinematography of South Korea and New York. Past Lives is a perfect example of what makes movies a joy and why they've been a pleasure for me to write about for the last 10 years and last 250 episodes. Movie House is a production of Delta College. I'm Mark Brown of Delta's Arts and Letters Division. Tune in next week for another new review. You can find past episodes of Movie House at deltapublicmedia.org and wherever you get your podcasts.